Dear people, this year, in the midst of the struggles and loss, we are actually seeing a deeper level of thankfulness rising from our hearts. Why is that? It has to do with perspective. I believe in hard times we are afforded the opportunity to get a new and deeper appreciation for these true blessings, for what really matters. This time has helped me to see how blessed we are in that there is a real place called heaven. I am so appreciative of all the revelation of heaven on earth that we have experienced in the last few years, and no doubt we will continue to pursue heaven on earth. However, I do not want to miss the fact that heaven is also a real place. I have a daughter, grandchildren, parents, dear friends and relatives living in heaven right this second. And beyond that, it is where the Father and Jesus live. John 14:1-3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus tells us heaven is a real, literal place. He did not go into a lot of details here describing heaven, but he did say it was a place to which he was going, a place from which he would return, and a place to which he would one day take us. One of the things that comfort me when a loved one passes is the fact that they have moved on to heaven. Their body is dead, but they are more alive than ever. Heaven is also a prepared place. Jesus prepared a place for us. We are so loved that the Father and Christ desire for us to be with them. You know, if Jesus is preparing a place for us, it will be glorious beyond anything we can imagine. Revelation 4 and 5 describe some of the beauty realm that we will live in, but I don't think our minds can really grasp how awesome a place heaven is. Man has always been fascinated with heaven. Many have seen visions, dreamed dreams, and a few blessed souls have actually visited heaven and returned to report what they saw. There's a book titled Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife by Eben Alexander, M.D. This book is particularly interesting because Dr. Alexander understands how the brain works and states, "Science, the science to which I've devoted so much of my life, doesn't contradict what I learned up there." Here's an excerpt from the book that captures the essence of what Dr. Alexander learned up there. "I had already been taught the one thing, the only thing that in the last analysis truly matters. You are loved and cherished. You have nothing to fear. There is nothing you can do wrong. If I had to boil this entire message down to one sentence, it would run this way. You are loved. And if I had to boil it down further to just one word, it would of course be simply love. That is what heaven is all about." Many blessings, Byron Wicker. Thank you.